Hi, I'm Travis Dahlke, RN, ResU graduate at Garfield Park Behavioral Hospital. You're listening to Dane on WGN.
WGN 720 WGN is Dane Neal in the Allstate Showcase Studio here on Michigan Avenue in Chicago and across the country. The landscape when it comes to one of the most renowned and beloved careers in the world, certainly in America, is changing, right? The career of nursing, so often thought of as a career that is filled most often with ladies and certainly is still to this day. But more and more men are choosing a career in the healthcare profession and choosing a career specifically in nursing. And one of those guys is with us in studio today. It's Travis Dahlke. He is an RN over at Garfield Park Behavioral Hospital. Travis, welcome to WGN.
Thank you.
So this is one of those things where you can be kind of, whether you are comfortable with that or not, kind of an inspiration, right? Because the things that you're doing are a little bit different, but those opportunities are available for so many.
Yeah. I mean, where I work, it's more than just a physical wound. We're treating the internal wounds to the mind, from trauma, abuse, substance abuse by the parents, just a deeper wound than just cuts, bruises, surgeries. We're trying to recreate emotional connections and get children and adolescents to understand that there's more to just acting out in violence and that somebody's willing to listen to their problems and kind of hear them out and hear their frustrations.
Well, when you see some of the things happening on the news, in the newspapers, on television, and it speaks to a lot of the things that you guys are doing specifically over there at Garfield Park, is that maybe for a long time, that end of medicine, that end of nursing and care has been kind of neglected.
Yeah, I think mental health treatment has been something that people have kind of shoved to the side, maybe thought that maybe someone's mental health wasn't as important as their physical health. But it's often been proven that in order to better and kind of improve a way of life, you have to be able to treat somebody's mind. If you go through life thinking that everybody hates you, that it's natural to be beaten, it's natural to be, you know, told that you're worthless, nobody's ever built you up, that's going to affect your growth as an individual physically as well as where you see yourself in life, what you do in your career path, whether or not you get away from, you know, violence in the streets or think that you can do better for yourself than just being in the local gang or working at McDonald's. And, you know, treating somebody's mental health gives them the ability to think that they can accomplish their dreams of becoming a basketball player, becoming an accountant, becoming a lawyer. It just doesn't stop at, you know, I'm from the streets, I'm from an abused home, I'm from, you know, just a not good situation.
People are dreaming of becoming accountants.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
I've had some patients say that they want to go to school to be an accountant. I've had some say they want to be lawyers, sports players, just a variety of backgrounds.
Well, I think that's what it is. It's whatever it is that you may want to do or you feel would be a fulfilling career, to know that that whatever your personal mental situation can be improved and that there aren't obstacles kind of standing in the way. And when you look at maybe those individuals that may have been neglected in the past, you can't just leave it at that, right? Because the individuals themselves, but sometimes they have an impact on the rest of society in a negative way too, if it's not addressed.
Yeah, I think everybody has their own impact on society, and we may not realize that what we do can have such a great impact, but just as much as telling somebody, you know, I believe in you, that's a great dream, that can be words that somebody can carry with them for years to come.
So why did you decide, of course, Travis, we'll get a little bit of the background for sure, Resurrection University, that is where you went in order to go ahead and pursue your dreams, right, of a career in healthcare and a career in nursing. But, you know, as a military background, as a guy who probably had a lot of options open to him, what made you choose nursing?
I've always had a strong interest in healthcare since I was 12. Once I started to pursue my undergraduate degree in biology, I had also double majored in psychology and kind of had a draw to the psychological aspect of the world. I kind of looked into research and stuff like that, but really wanted to stick to my dream of healthcare. And so taking a step back and looking at how I could combine the healthcare plus psychiatry, just kind of nursing felt like it opened the most options for me, kind of gave me the broadest field of options.
Well, and part of kind of what we're doing here is showcasing people who have gone through the curriculum, who have come out on the other side, who are having rewarding careers in nursing, but that are also our guys. So when you first got into it, was it something, did that even come to play in your mind that, hey, you know, this is a non-traditional maybe profession at that time for a guy? Or was this something like, I don't care, this is what I want to do, and this is where I want to go?
I didn't really care. I've always, like I said, I've wanted to go in medicine, and I just never gave up on that dream. If I was the only man in nursing, I wouldn't bother me. Like, I would still would have gone to nursing.
Well, thank goodness you are not the only man, but you are one of the few carrying the torch, kind of sharing your experiences and no doubt inspiring others. So let's talk a little bit about the educational side of it at Resurrection. What about that education? I know that they're open and welcoming and always kind of fostering those relationships for nursing on the male side, but talk about your time at ResU.
I mean, from a standpoint of why I picked ResU because they were one of the only schools that I was able to find that offered an evening weekend program. I was working full time while I went to school, so having the option of going to class in the evening and then clinicals on the weekend was really my baseline point for choosing ResU. While I was there, I was very active. I was actually mentored by a great professor that I'm still friends with to this day. She actually is the one who kind of put the field of child adolescent psych into my mind because I knew I wanted to do psych. I knew I wanted to do pediatrics, but I didn't really know that there was an option to combine the two. And my very first clinical, she kind of said, you know, pulled me aside. We're having a side conversation. She was like, well, have you ever thought about doing like child psych? And I was like, I didn't even know that was an option. Like, there was a field I could go into. I was like, that's great. That I like this, I like that, and I can do both of them. That's wonderful. And I actually ended up getting a job working with that population, and it's just been heaven. I love going to work every day.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that, because that is one of the things in this day and age. Everyone is so busy. There's a lot of people out there that may have started in one career and decided this is where their calling really is. And to have it be, from a schedule standpoint, accommodating, ResU is one of those that definitely does it. And then specific to the field that you may, you know, have the most strengths at, then they can help with that. But let's talk about the career. So now you're there working. You've talked about how much you enjoy the career and you like the career, because that's one of the things that people think about. There's so many things that people could love to do, but can they make a living at it, right? Can they support themselves, you know, and support their community while doing it? And you're living all of that.
Yeah. I mean, based from my previous job, I did take a significant pay bump. But I mean, even if I was making the same money I was making before, for me, it's more than just the money. I go to a job where I love my job. Like, I can make the same amount of money as I made before. I can make less money than I made before. I feel just internally satisfied with my job, and I go to work not to make the paycheck. I put in, you know, extra shifts. I'm always working doubles. I help out wherever I can. I, you know, basically bend over backwards to do what I can because I enjoy going to work. It doesn't feel like work to me. It just feels like I'm going and I'm doing what I can do for 8 hours a day, 16 hours a day. I'm helping somebody else feel like there's somebody that cares about them and believes in them.
Well, we know that careers in healthcare are one of the careers that isn't going anywhere, right? And you could have more people involved supporting it. I think that is great as well. You mentioned at ResU some of the mentors that you have, but now as you're out there, not only are you maybe mentoring some of the patients and helping them become all that they can be over at Garfield Park, but do you find that other people, you know, that you run into on the street that find out what it is that you're doing and how you're doing, that you're kind of mentoring them or kind of sharing in a positive way about being a male nurse?
I mean, I think that I exhibit passion when I talk about what I'm doing. I've gotten some kind of questioning feedback from people as far as like my choice of career path. But I always tell to them, I'm like, everybody has a specialty. Everybody has a calling where they feel that they're drawn. This is just mine. Some people want to do ER. Some people want to do hospice. My calling is mental health.
And it's great. It's great that you're able to pursue that and then succeed in that. And, of course, helping some of the patients, many of those patients become successes themselves. So before we let you go, we want to know from Jerry Bingham, who's also here from Resurrection University, for those people that want to follow in his footsteps and also kind of make their own footsteps in their own way in the nursing community. And if they happen to be guys, how can they get more information about being a part of ResU?
They can visit us on our website at resu.edu to learn about our programs, our scheduling, everything about us, or they can call 773-252-6464.
And of course, 365 days a year. I'm sure there's some days off, obviously, but all year round, ResU is doing some great things for the students. But you guys have a specific event coming up in April.
Our Men in Nursing panel, and Travis is actually a guest on the panel, is Saturday, April 9th from 10 a.m. to 12 noon at 1431 North Claremont. We're in the Wicker Park area, just near North Avenue and Western.
One more time with the website.
ResU.edu. That's ResU.edu.
So you can achieve all of your dreams. You can have a career in healthcare. You can be a guy and be a male nurse and be a success, just like Travis Dahlke. Travis, thanks so much for being in the show. Jerry Bingham, thanks so much for being on WGN.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for having us, Dan.